And welcome to the Tales from Longbox podcast. This is episode 275. Spotlight on DC Comics Trinity number 1 circa 2016. Not that 52 issue weekly one. Some people don't like that here. Didn't like that. But other people were okay with it, but, you know, some people weren't. So we're not doing that one. So don't shut us off.
I don't remember that one. So I remember it existing. I remember it existing, but I didn't read it.
I still have every issue of it.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Well, I mean, it was Kurt Busiek and Bagley. I like their work, so, I mean, yeah. It was a weird
story. Oh, that's yeah. Right. That was when Bagley briefly went over to DC.
Yeah, he did that one series and then went right back.
Yeah. Okay.
He did Justice League. He was on Justice League for a little while.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he did the James Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. The Justice League of Sidekicks.
Yes. The former Teen Titans Justice League.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No longer the Teen Titans. Yeah, okay. Here we are.
Formerly known as the Teen Titans.
And I apologize
or the New
for
Titans.
Late episode last week. The recording software garbled the... it was terrible. It was like,
Needless to say, we on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say Cyborg got, a 6 from us, maybe?
That's pretty much fair. I would say that, yeah.
I got the impression that Murray, your opinion of it improved slightly from your first reading to our reading.
The re-review helped. It's all right.
I caught some things I'd missed the first time around, so it was good.
It's not the blunder that some of the other, that one or two, in my opinion only, of the other rebirths have been.
Yeah. I understand what you mean. Okay. Let's do it.
The Trinity, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, the Trinity, which I will be, I'm going to be up front with you guys right now.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that concept. Of the Trinity concept, okay? I'm putting that out there now. I never have been. I never will be. It's going to take a lot for me to accept Batman in a storyline that puts both Superman and Wonder Woman to physical task. So,
okay.
Tell me more.
Have you ever read the Matt Wagner series?
No.
Okay, well,
series are you talking about?
Well, he did, the first Trinity series was the one he did. It was like 3 issues. And it was written and drawn by him. And it was supposed to be, Batman and Superman were somewhat already knew each other, maybe not friends yet. And they end up meeting Wonder Woman for the first time. And then it tells what happened. And if it was a really good story, and that I've never had a problem with that concept after reading that. I can see what you're saying. But if you want to read that, I'll get it to you.
I will keep an eye out for it then.
That's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. What I'm willing to do, they put out a deluxe edition. And I haven't bought it yet. So I'm willing to buy the deluxe edition for myself and then send you the trade copy I already have.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's how good a story it is, sir.
All right. Well, Matt Wagner's always never...
Wouldn't talk that off podcast.
I'm a fan of Matt Wagner. Mage was a very good, if not great sometimes, independent book back in the day. So.
Yeah, I've read some of that. Now, that's actually the very first comics I read on Comixology was that series.
Mage?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was way before DC and Marvel had jumped on. They were just barely starting. I had talked to some of those guys. It was way before they got big. At a con I was at, they had a little thing, and I sat there, and there was like four people total, including me. And, I mean, I started watching them all the way back then. And that was the main... I've always wanted to read that series, and I never could find it anywhere. So I have pretty much all of it and read most of it.
All right, well...
So anyway.
Hit me with your best shot.
We'll exchange
digits at the end of the podcast.
All right, good deal.
All right. So anyhow, great...
What's your issue? You think Batman's too street and the other two are too super?
Yes, I do. I think that, you know, they are... If they're being tasked physically and they both have the super speed and the invulnerability and the... And the sneezing ability, you know, and the strength and, you know, all their various powers... And he is just a guy with a suit. I don't know. And I get that that's the point, is that, hey, there's this guy in a suit who can keep up. But
see,
it's
that,
also...
Go ahead. You done?
It's also my problem with stories that involve, like, the Flash. I mean, the guy, you know, some stories he can literally run between machine gun bullets. In other stories... He's getting knocked out. He's getting knocked out while some bad guy's monologuing him.
That's the problem I have with the current series. And when they brought Barry back, when the New 52 all started, I couldn't stick with it, the Flash, because of that very reason. It was inconsistent. Go ahead.
It's just that, you know, as I've gotten older, my suspension of disbelief has become less easy to suspend. And that's weird coming from a guy who's been reading comic books for 40 years. So.
See, I have the same problem now with The Punisher. That very same thing.
There you go. See? It's not...
Yeah.
And I will read a Batman story. I'm good with Batman on his own or Batman family stories. I think that those... Right. Those tend to be, though that Monster Man story, it kind of pushed the boundaries as well.
Yes, it did.
So it was funny and cute, and I got that. I got what it was going for there.
Well, that ties into the other Trinity series, too, which I'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
So, anyhow, that is my problem, Murray and Chris, I get it. And, you know, Jeff Johns addressed that point in his last run on Justice League. You know, he made Batman, you know, gave him the Mobius chair and all that, and kind of brought him up to their level.
Well, see, to me, it's not his body or the gadgets that make him their level. It's his brain.
No, and Mike, was it Mark Waid who addressed that in the Tower of Babel story back in the day?
Yep, exactly.
Batman beat him all, you know, or he gave the bad guy... the ability to beat them all using simply his brain.
It, you know, speaking of that Monster Men thing, that Hugo Strange was probably one of Batman's first villains, and Matt Wagner made a 3-issue series based on, because that's actually from old school Batman stories. If you look back in Detective, they had that Monster Man. It was one story. And I liked the one that Wagner did, because he did one called Batman and the Monster Man. And it was him in his early days, and he took that one-page story and spread it out into like a 3-issue series. And it's really good, because he wrote and draw it. And there's another one he did with, the Mad Monk. Was the other one, Batman and the Mad Monk, and it was based on...
We know
on
you
a,
like that one.
Yes.
We know you like that one.
That one's good. I finally got all the trades of those. But that was an old story he spread out, too, and it's back when he was engaged to that Julie chick, which they brought back. And they did a good job of doing it, by the way. But anyway, enough about that. I could do a whole episode on that. But... some of my favorite Batman stories, but we won't. At least not while you guys are here, anyway.
All right. So this one is
fan favorite Francis Manipal, who has taken on the mantle of writing, drawing, inking, probably editing his own stuff. It wouldn't surprise me. Anyhow, he was doing that on the Flash for a while. Moved over to Detective, and
yeah.
now he's doing Trinity with the same thing. Good for him. Bully for the little our little Filipino friend,
yes.
Francis Manipal.
Correct.
And then with great cover. I mean, this is that cover with the Wonder Woman sword showing the reflection of the three main Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman villains in there,
mm-hmm.
all warped out. Very cool. Props to them using. I like that they continue to make, and they've continued this for decades of Luther being the businessman rather than the
mm-hmm.
purple and green armored guy. I think that goes to props to John Byrne, I think, probably.
Yes, I do believe that's how he did that, yes.
And total side note, I think we have covered both a Batman comic and a Superman comic, but have yet to have actually covered the Wonder Woman comic. So,
yeah, you know, I thought about mentioning that today for today's, but I didn't. So I'm not sure why, but we can get that. Hey, we can do that next week if you want.
We're sexist pigs, that's why.
Then
we are quickly followed up by an ad from the best of the Young Animal books, by the way. Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye.
I really did like that.
Tip of the top of the Young Animal books. And if you haven't read it, Murray, do.
No, I did read it, yeah. Yep.
I enjoyed it. I really did. A lot more than that. The Doom Patrol. But I have a feeling that's a slow burn book.
Yeah, I liked it about as much as I liked Doom Patrol.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Much better than Shay the Changing Girl. But
yeah.
I haven't read Mother Panic yet. I will get to that.
That one looks good. It's an interesting concept, but I don't see it lasting very long.
It's in my stack. I'm sharing all the Gerard Way ones with my oldest, who's a big Gerard Way daughter. I think I've mentioned that before. Yeah.
I do believe you have, yeah.
So we open with a young boy dressed like Billy Batson. Clearly not Billy Batson, however.
Yes.
Yes, with the red shirt.
That's true. Totally.
I didn't think of that until you said it this time. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Again, Manipal is a tremendous artist. That has no impact. His art has zero impact of my liking this book and not liking this book, as the case may be.
Yeah.
So we got a little monologue going on over the back of this scene where this boy is throwing magic grape seeds. No?
Magic grow, maybe?
Probably. You're right. I bet you're right. But it's not magic grape. Magic grow seems more likely.
Yeah, I drank all the magic grape, so there isn't any more of that.
Yeah, okay. Like Raider O'Reilly with the
grape knee-high. Exactly. I need to watch that series again.
It's the Kent farm, and he's throwing seeds out. I'm going to guess it's John Kent, actually, the son of the now current Superman and Lois Lane.
Believe so.
So he's throwing seeds out into the field, walking along with his bike, drops his bike in front of the house. Then we get a cool two-page spread of Wonder Woman carrying a dead animal on her shoulders. And Manipal continues to do this with his layouts. He started this on Flash, I think. He did it before. I don't know, but
I don't know if. I think the Flash is where I first remember seeing it.
Yeah, but these cool page layouts where he takes the panels and fits them into a picture. He used to do that with fit the Flash logo into a two-page spread in the when he was doing that for initially with the New 52. And there's still the monologue going on, and the truth is no one prepares you, and now it's scary. Basically saying that going from childhood to adulthood is scary. And Wonder Woman saying, "You better not be late, Bruce. You promised you would back me up on this adventure." And she's carrying this giant boar on her shoulders.
You mean Batman?
Oh!
Dude.
Murray will be here all week. Don't forget to tip Chris.
Oh, my. All right.
Boom.
So Batman brings his own bats. Look at that. How nice of him.
Well, you know, there's a lot of them in the cave. They need to get out every once in a while.
They need to be taken for a walk. Iguano. Hopefully he brought his guano scooper for all those bats. And he's jumping out of his bat wing. And
free fertilizer.
And he's saying, I'm here. We'll keep it simple. In and out. And he's able to jump from clearly 1,000 feet in the air. Whatever. Suspend the disbelief.
Hey, dude. Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole monologue going on where Clark is talking about. He glided. Yeah, that's clearly he glided.
In Batman Begins, cape thing that he had that he got from Fox, that's actually a real thing.
No, and they were all real things. From what I remember reading back in the day, all that technology that Fox showed him are actual things that could exist. So we're now in the kitchen of the Kent's kitchen, and John is taking off his dirty shoes, and Lois is making like the housewife and baking bread. And John says, $7. So I said, forget it. There was a guy around the corner just giving them away. Bags full, Mom. I mean, he was a little bit weird, but free is free, right? I hope it's okay. I used the money to get ice cream.
I just now figured something out that I'd missed. I've been reading this. But anyway, go ahead.
So that's fine. Just don't tell your father. Speaking of which, did you do as your father said? Yes, Mom. I was very careful. Nobody followed me home. I didn't use my powers or nothing. I managed to find a shortcut to town. I would have gotten all my chores done quicker if I'd been able to. It's not about getting it done quickly, John. You know how your father worries. And then we hear ding dong. We never get guests, says John. And he runs to the door. And Bruce and Diana are standing there. And John uses his X-ray vision. This is a really cool couple panels, by the way, that him looking through the door and seeing Batman's symbol under the suit, and Bruce is making a fist, and there's the boar, and John loses control of his powers, and Zorch's... I'm skipping ahead here. Sorry.
You know what I love? One thing that they have done with this new Superman is... that whole, and this is in the actual comics, it's not just in here, that whole secret tunnel, and then coming up at the farm thing, that's what Superboy used to do that back in the day.
So did Supergirl, when she would come up out of the tree stump outside of whatever town she lived in.
That is correct, sir.
Clark only did it though when they lived in town. They did not when he was on the farm. It was when they were general store owners instead of farmers.
Yeah, that's it.
That's neither here nor there. Well, it's sort of here nor there because it's a callback. So he's continuing. Clark is continuing to monologue himself. We have to adapt to this new world. I know it's hard for Clark to. Oh, it's not him monologuing. It's Lois monologuing. Sorry. See, that's how much I enjoyed this book. I didn't even pay attention to who was monologuing.
He does that in the other books. It's kind of hard to tell.
Should have known from the purple. Anyhow, he's getting dressed. He comes up into the barn. The chicken should have been scared out of its wits, but it's just sitting there eating. And changes into his clothes. And my reader froze up there for a second, sorry.
Oops.
Yes. And...
wait.
Yeah, it sits there. Okay, so then we are now back to the present where John is besorging Bruce and Diana with his heat vision. And then, you see, again, he doesn't get hurt. He gets right in the chest. I'm just saying.
Well, okay. Do you want me to explain that?
If you must, I get
it. He's built his costume to withstand at least one shot from the heat vision.
Okay, good bully for him. Expecting the worst from everyone. I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway. I swear it was an accident. I was trying to see through the door when, John, are you okay? Diana, Bruce, what are you doing here? And is that a boar on my stoop? No, he's on the ground with the bat symbol on his back.
Hey! I'm just kidding.
And she says, my apologies. I should have inquired as to whether you were vegetarian first. That doesn't explain. It's all right, Clark. I invited them, says Lois. We've put this off far too long, because what we need now are, more than ever, our friends, she monologues herself. And she's aging backwards even more than she does in the other books.
Yeah.
They keep getting younger and younger, these two. Dinner? Seriously? We don't even know them that well, Lois. Who are you going to invite next? Lex Luthor? That's the whole point, Clark, she says. And if you're returning to action, I want to know the people who will have your back. We can't remain in isolation forever. Do it for John. Here, take this in and smile, she says. And he walks in with meatloaf and looks like corn on the cob. Thanks for coming, guys. I'll be honest, this is the last thing I expected. Diana made me come, says Bruce. Your wife is right, Clark. This needed to happen, says Diana. I'm sorry I blasted you, Mr. Wayne. I hope my dad's shirt fits okay. This is why I like to work alone, says Bruce. Has your father taught you anything? Don't let him intimidate you, John, says Clark. Believe me, Bruce has worn worse things than plaid. And as much as he talks about working alone, and we get Rainbow Batman. Hey, nice callback. And I've always associated Batman with a Robin. I don't necessarily agree with dragging a child into the line of fire. And hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. And
well, I mean, his son is part Kryptonian, so you know.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Clark reminds him, probably with a smirk, that Batman wore a rainbow suit. I have no recollection of this. If you train your son the way I've trained my Robins, rainbow suit, Bruce, and they're all laughing at him. This isn't a laughing matter, Clark, says Bruce. Doesn't like being laughed at, does he? He's like Trump.
Oh, now, easy.
Unchecked, you and your son are the most dangerous beings on this planet. Superman I knew lost both of his parents, and as different as his work as we were, we understood each other. And there's something happening out at the barn. The old Kent barn. There's something happening. Shut up. That's a slurming. And
yeah, and I just realized where those came from. I've been watching this and trying to figure out where that stuff came from, but the kid brought it.
The green, the super grow.
Yep.
The super grape. And right now we are at the reason I didn't enjoy this comic very much. Not just particularly this page, just the whole thing. And it's the same problem I have with Phil Jimenez's Superwoman book. Mm-hmm. While they're both incredibly good-looking books, oh my God, are they wordy. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is pretty wordy.
And Manipul had this problem on Flash, and Phil Jimenez and George Perez both had the same problem where they just show. You don't have to tell.
Well, you know,
you do. Show and
you
tell.
You do have to tell?
Show and tell, yes.
Well,
and,
right. You know, I wonder if that's a...
mark of a good writer? I think it is.
No.
I think it is.
I'm trying to say, what if that is a... what am I trying to say?
No clue, my friend. Not.
It is a thing about an artist being a writer and an artist.
You lost me. They should rely on their pencil.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, you were saying this is wordy. Well, Manipal's doing the writing and the art. Perez's deal was wordy. He was doing the writing and the art. So maybe some artists can pull off the writing and some can't.
Yeah, well, look at a burn book. As much as I think John Byrne is a maroon, relies on the fact that he can show, and he only tells when it's required.
Jim Starlin's another good example of
that. There you go. Jim Starlin is a great example of that. Awesome choice of the role model there. Anyhow, so
first person we got, I think we got, anyway, go ahead.
Of course it is. So we get and Matt Wagner. We mentioned him a few minutes
yes,
ago.
Yes, exactly.
So we have Bruce going off on Clark, saying we may have gotten off to a shaky start, and sure, he may have tried to kill me and me. Kill Cal and me the first time we met, but our common loss helped me understand who he was and why he, or Hal, excuse me, and me the first time we met. And that was back in Justice League, I assume.
Yeah.
And, sorry, someone's poking their head in here.
That's why I keep Nerf guns on my desk.
Talk about how he sacrificed his life to save everyone. Imagine my surprise when I found out you and your family existed, a Superman from another world, a real American alien, and you look just like him, but I don't know who you are. That's our reason for being here, Bruce, says Diana, so we can find out. And we show, and she's feeling the pain because she and the other Superman were boyfriend and girlfriend, and she looks over and sees the new Superman and Lois Lane holding hands, and it gives her a knot in her stomach, I'm sure. And Clark says, I better go get dessert. Let's go, John. You should assist them, Bruce. I want to talk to Lois alone, says Diana. And they look over each other, and somehow they're the same height. But they shouldn't be. Anyhow.
Maybe she's crunching.
Maybe that's it.
I can see Wonder Woman doing that.
And Wonder Woman's saying, I want you to stop looking at me like that, Lois. Like what? Like a wounded animal. I've dealt with the loss of my Superman. I'm not here to rekindle old feelings. I know, I didn't mean to. He is not the same man I once loved, says Wonder Woman. And blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And she talks about fighting this, that. Though she is losing her memory of who she once was, she's talking about Cheetah, in which this is going on in the current Wonder Woman series, which, yeah, I guess we should cover that.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how she's dealt with the fact that her boyfriend disintegrated in front of her eyes. And we go back outside, and that slurmy stuff is taking over the barn, and Clark is putting John to bed, and the boys are looking in on the young boy, going, when they sleep, they seem so innocent, you almost believe they would listen to what we say, says Bruce. And that's a reference to his own kid, who is Damian, mm-hmm. who is not a good listener.
No.
You'll always have a home here, Diana, and most importantly, a friend, says Lois. And now we see the Trinity out at the, looking over the land, and boy, the cats owned a lot of property. Jesus.
Yep.
Holy moly. That's a huge swath of land.
Yep.
Well, they live off the grid, you know.
Yeah, clearly. Really, survivalists. and Clark is saying, I don't regret returning to action, but I don't think it's the kind of life I want for my son. Diana says, perhaps the three of us reuniting goes beyond just defeating the villains of this world. And Bruce says, doubtful. Believe it or not, I actually am glad you both came. Maybe Lois was right about it, and then Clark, here's Clark. Come on, Clark. He's off. Can you hear that? It's coming from inside the barn. And the three of them go to the slurmy barn, and for some reason they don't see all the slurm. And Clark opens the door. Hello? Let's get a move on. And we see a flash of young... Yeah, this is not the clearest. But it's almost like he's looking in a mirror, and the reflection is Clark as a kid with his dad up on the tractor, and they've got a dog, and yeah, terrible panel. And it's script and art and cover by Francis Manapole, Steve Swan did the letters, Jason Fabok and Brad Anderson did a variant cover, and Paul Kaminsky and Eddie Braganza did the editing. And we get the whole created by credits for the three biggies. And wordy, wordy, wordy. and unclear cover panels. So, sorry, not my favorite of the Rebirth books.
Well, you hit it well.
Yes, didn't I? Didn't I cover it up? I was so subtle in my...
You were. I had no idea.
Unlike Murray, I was not impressed on a second go-through on the book. I was actually less impressed on a second go-through of the book.
I liked it well enough. I found the last panel. I didn't know what was going on. Like, the last page is not clear to me.
I don't
what's
see
going on.
How long... I don't see... Okay, this is a good kind of thing to do in a miniseries, I think. And the concept is they're trying to get to know the new Superman.
Right.
I give it, you know, however long the arc is, I don't see it going much longer than that. That's probably all I'm going to stick with, even if I do any more. I don't know. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I mean, I don't love it.
You know what I would like to see from this book, and it would be kind of cool? Okay, so we got this little trinity going on, and they've talked about... I don't remember what it was a Justice League issue, or no, it was an Aquaman issue. Aquaman talks about there's little cliques within the Justice League, and he kind of doesn't belong. And I think it would be cool if they did some of the other, like, Trinity-type groupings, if they had, like, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and The Flash do a story.
That is a great idea.
You know, or, you know, and they could expand it. They could, you know, start going out into the bigger DC universe and have this be almost a team-up book, a DC Comics Presents or Brave and Bold type book. But you're right. I mean, how often can they bring these three together over and over and over? So...
Because, I mean, I don't see this as a you know, Justice League thing where they get together and they fight a threat. Well, obviously that's what they're doing, but it's more to explore their characters and how they interact with each other than anything else. And it seems like a limited shelf life to me.
I like that. I totally get into, like, exploring their characters and their friendships and their... how they relate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Could you do that for years, though, of them sitting around eating dinner?
Well, I could read that.
I could read that for years.
No, I mean, yeah, and I can see that. That's the kind of... I mean, I like the character stuff to a point. I don't know. I'm not trying to take away from... I mean, I don't hate it like Caleb did. Jeez, I tell you
what. I can go by Craig too, I guess.
No,
I guess.
I do know somebody by that name, but, you know, anyway. I don't know why the hell I thought I said that just now. But anyway, I just don't see it lasting that long, you know? Anyway.
Unless Murray's their target audience, in which case...
Well, then that's fine then.
Totally. We'll get... This issue, we're having sea bass. next week, we'll be exploring the vineyards.
The sea bass one, they could pull in Aquaman. They could get their Aquaman in there.
You know, that's a good idea. That's what they should do.
And there's the fast food issue with the Flash. And there's the...
Yeah. Somebody gets Green Lantern, some yellow onions. And, he can't pick them up.
Oh, see? There you go. We've written a book.
All right, then.
At the current pace that they do these books, we've just written 5 years of comics.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Anyhow. So. then we get the team up of Alfred and I don't know, whatever, and Etta Candy and Lois Lane.
Oh man, they changed Alfred Etta Candy a lot.
Yeah, she's totally new.
Or maybe, you know what it would be? It would be Alfred, Etta, and Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. I like the other Trinity, the one that Murray opened my eyes to, the one over in Red Hood. I think they're much more fun.
Oh, Yeah, that I think that's cool.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that so far.
Yeah, I need to catch up behind on my reading. Well, I got an extra day off coming up, so I'll be catching up.
Hey, went and saw Trolls last night in 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Take the kids.
I'll let somebody else take the kids. I don't want to take.
I have decided my brain doesn't work in for three-dimensional movies, though. For whatever reason, I didn't see all the 3D stuff, and even though I had the glasses on.
Yeah. Interesting.
See how I changed topics there?
That was good. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, were we done?
I'm done. That was my way of saying it. I get nothing else to say on this book.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I did not stick around for issue two.
I do believe I did get it, but I started reading it, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I had to go back and reread the first one again to grasp what was going on, so maybe that's not a good sign. So.
And that's where DC has dropped the frickin' ball again. They are not doing the previously. Gosh darn them. They need to do the previously.
Well, maybe they're not doing it on purpose. So, hey, I read number two. I don't know what the hell's going on. Let me go get number one.
Ooh, if that's their, whatever.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm being devil's advocate. Anyway, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@tailsfromthemonster.com. I switched into my professional radio voice. Speaking of which, my boss wants to do a podcast about the stuff we do with me. He's listened to a few of our things. So I thought that was interesting. Anyway.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pay you.
That's what I'm thinking. let's see. Yeah, Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook. We got, it's been kind of dead. I've just been so busy. My God. Got a big project coming up, and instead of just helping out, they said, hey, why don't you just do it all? Oh, that's great. Thank you. It's a 3-hour and 25-minute meeting on Thursday. Yeah, it was great. Anyway... enough about my BS. you can also comment on the actual episode and let us know what you think there. And that's it for this week. We are out.